Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into something super important, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you found yourself reacting in ways you totally regret later. That's where EQ, or emotional intelligence, comes in to save the day. Think of it like this. Your IQ measures your intellectual smarts, but your EQ is about understanding and managing your emotions and those of others, like a boss. It's about being aware of your feelings, knowing how they influence your actions, and having the skills to navigate social situations with grace and empathy. So, why should you care? Well, folks, high emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy self-help buzzword. It's a superpower. Having strong EQ can help you build stronger relationships, lead more effectively, manage stress like a champ, and make better decisions. All things that lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Self-awareness is your BFF. The first step is knowing yourself inside out. What triggers your emotions? When do you feel most confident or insecure? Pay attention to your body's cues. Those subtle signals, like a racing heart or clenched fists, can tell you a lot about what you're feeling. It's like having an emotional GPS, guiding you through the ups and downs. 2. Embrace the power of perspective. Ever heard the saying, there are 2 sides to every story? Well, that applies to emotions too. Before reacting, take a moment to consider the other person's viewpoint. Why might they be feeling this way? What could their intentions be? This helps you build empathy and respond with understanding instead of just jumping to conclusions. 3. Become a master communicator. Words have power, folks. Learn to express your feelings clearly and respectfully, even when things get tough. Practice active listening, truly hearing what the other person is saying without interrupting or formulating your response. And remember, nonverbal communication matters too. Your body language and tone of voice speak volumes. 4. Manage those pesky emotions. We all experience a roller coaster of feelings, but learning to manage them effectively is key. When stress hits, try deep breathing exercises, take a walk in nature, or find a healthy outlet like exercise or journaling. Remember, you're not powerless over your emotions. You can learn to navigate them with grace and composure. 5. Practice, practice, practice. Like any skill, emotional intelligence takes time and effort to develop. Start small by being more mindful of your own feelings and how they influence your actions. Pay attention to social interactions and try to see things from different perspectives. The more you practice, the stronger your EQ will become. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a coworker throws a curveball your way. Maybe they miss a deadline or make a mistake that impacts your project. You feel frustrated, annoyed, even tempted to snap back. But then, you remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and try to understand their perspective. Maybe they were overwhelmed, facing personal challenges, or simply had a bad day. You approach the situation with empathy and offer support instead of criticism. Boom! You not only diffuse the tension, but also build a stronger connection with your coworker. See how EQ can turn a potentially stressful situation into a positive one. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game and navigate life with more ease, grace, and success. Remember, folks, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about constantly learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself. Now, go out there and spread some EQ love. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's help everyone unlock their emotional superpower. See you in the next one, where we'll be tackling another challenge together. Keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.